This is the Team Builders Podcast, building better teams.
And straight away, the minute they do it, they realise they should be a bit more strategic about it. I really like it. I think more than that, the live leaderboard is great, isn't it? Because we can pull and see their difference from their first effort to their second effort to their third effort. We throw little things into the mix to get them thinking about change management, all those type of scenarios that build. So I think it's a great, fast pace, energetic, but a lot of learning.
This is the Team Builders Podcast with Stephen Haseley, Jerry Crowley and Jonathan Haseley.
Hello and welcome back to the Team Builders Podcast. I am here once again, joined by my two wonderful colleagues, Jerry and Stephen. Gentlemen, how are we?
We're in great form, Jonathan. Nice to see you.
Jonathan, we're having a great time with you so far. Speaking with time, I'll just adjust my Philippe Patek watch to make sure I'm all over it.
Superb. We'll get the advertising in there somewhere. Folks, welcome back. Of course, this is the podcast where you get to hear insights into what we feel makes a great team. We have opportunities to interview some wonderful business leaders and some of our colleagues that we work with from around the world. And of course, share some of our top tips and tricks on what makes a brilliant team. In this episode in particular, we're going to talk a little bit about ourselves and our own business and some of our new and exciting team building products that we have been delivering and adding to our portfolio over the last few months. These products are all designed to engage, inspire, motivate and challenge businesses and teams around the world. And we're really pleased to share some of those exciting things with you today. Stephen, over to you for Need for Speed.
Jonathan, yes, Need for Speed is, when we originally started, it was kind of a warm-up, but it's developed over the years so that it's an activity in itself. And Need for Speed is an activity whereby we separate people into the group, into separate teams, and they initially start to build an object. Should I say what that is, Jerry?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a small car, and they go off at pace to try and build that car as quickly as possible. However, as the activity plays out, they do find out that attention to detail is really important, and we will score them not just based on their speed, but also in their ability to be able to build it as perfect as possible. Then they start to realize that they can allocate different roles and responsibilities to the team, so they're not just building it quickly, but also they can build it as perfectly as is required. And we challenge them to try and get better and better than that, and to take on, again, roles and responsibilities to try and reflect continuous improvement. And that's hopefully something they can bring back into their own workplace.
Jerry, you've been delivering some of those events recently.
Yeah, it's good, but it's much more higher pace than Steve would give it credit. It's an exciting one to be part of, isn't it? Generally, they just get the box, they turf it onto the ground in disarray, and that's how their workspace looks. And straight away, the minute they do it, they realise they should be a bit more strategic about it. I really like it. I think more than that, the live leaderboard is great, isn't it? Because we can pull and see their difference from their first effort to their second effort to their third effort. We throw little things into the mix to get them thinking about change management, all those type of scenarios that build. So I think it's a great, fast pace, energetic, but a lot of learning built in.
It's sometimes difficult to talk about the specifics, especially this one, because if someone's listening to it and they play it, it's kind of, we've let the cat out of the bag a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, as Jerry said, it's fun, fast-paced, it's very energetic. And also, I think the penny drops for a lot of the teams in that what they do in their normal day-to-day, they plan and prepare, probably not perfectly. And then when pressure is on them for different reasons, the game plan falls to pieces a little bit. So it's kind of showing them that they all have different roles and responsibilities within the organisation. Time is important, very important factor, but quality and consistency and perfect practice, if that's possible, will come back to give them big bonuses, short, medium and long term as well.
Plus, we have some moralistic problems.
We do.
People slip a few things into their pocket, John. They think that's okay, you know.
Absolutely.
So that integrity comes into question. It's always good to know, like, what were the rules of the game? So those type of things come up. So,
yeah, I think the great thing in particular with all our products, but particularly that one, you know, it can be facilitated in a way to deliver the key message or outcome that our client is looking for. So for some people, they like to focus on the continuous improvement element. For others, it's around strategic planning. For others, it's around collaboration. And I think the great thing about all of these products that they offer is our level or our way that we facilitate and give those different outcomes all through the same medium or the same vehicle, you know?
Yeah.
And Need for Speed is definitely a great one to engage the audience. It fits really nicely in a shorter timescale, so that kind of 45 minutes to an hour. In fact, I just delivered one recently for 900 people in central London, and they only had a 35-minute window that they wanted to engage their entire audience before they kicked off the rest of their business meeting. And you know, that fit in really well for them because it also connected to their message around what they want to achieve for the year ahead, you know.
I think one of the strongest learning things that come out of this event is the review, because many companies have a plan, they crack on, and they never review it. Whereas with this particular activity, they get the opportunity to review it to see how they can be better. And a lot of companies, as you know, have a course, they never review it, and sometimes things change. Environmental factors, the world changes, strategies might change, but they never review the process. And I think the opportunity for teams to speak up and review where they're going, how they're going to get there in the most efficient way is always valuable. And this game hopefully reflects some of those learnings.
Jerry, I thought I might come to you next to tell us a little bit more about one of our trading games, a business simulation of sorts.
Yes, as a trader myself, part-time.
How's that going?
Not good. Yeah, that's why I do this. I would say this experience is called Trade Wins, but there's three different themes of it you can have. You can do money, financial, you can do oil, gas and energy, and you can also do a pirate ship type, high seas type thing. So we theme them all as well, so that's a little bit of goodness about it. You are given a treasure chest and a certain amount of play money to start with, and the aim of your game is to gather the most amount of money as you can. Whatever theme you're playing, it would be the most oil and gas credits, the crypto credits if you're in finance and so forth. What makes this one easy at the first touch is you just say to the teams, look inside your trinket box. That's what you have to get. The trading floor will be open in 6 minutes. And we've given them playing cards. Straight away, everybody thinks every team in the room is playing at the same level. However, that's not the case. Some messages are different to others, and all that kind of plays out. There's three different trade operation times where the trading floor opens, and then we assess how everybody gets on. So on the big screen, you have live trading, so it'll say, today gold is worth, and you have to go into the floor and trade gold. However, tomorrow it could be gold is valued at so forth. Like what Stephen mentioned there, can't let too many cats out of the bag. But what I would say is, with everything you go into, don't fall into it head first. Sit back a bit, assess what you've got, and then try to improve and improve and improve. And may I say, quick start, finish. A lot of times we get a call, you've only got 10 minutes to get into the room, you're like, this is perfect for that. Everything's set up in advance, so when they say go, goes onto the table, the trading live screen comes on, and boom, we're straight in.
It's a real communicative exercise, isn't it? And I think that what I like about it is there's that thrust between, do you create relationships for the moment or do you create relationships for the entirety of your business life, if that makes sense. And I think that really connects in nicely with those kind of collaborative efforts around, hey, do we just, you know, try to make as much as we can in the moment, or do we try to like bring some longevity to it? And I think there's a lot of learning and a lot of discussion around that at the end of the session.
Yeah, play to burn, they called it an event I was in, you know, so they sabotage people to get ahead. But ultimately, they made the wrong choice.
Stephen, you've been seeing some of the Trade Wins events recently.
Jerry had me at the word easy, because the first time I played it, I hadn't got a scoop what was happening. But I got engaged with it really quickly. And I think it's important that the customer gets out of it what they want out of it, because it's their task and their activity and their team. So I really enjoyed how it played out. It was simple and easy. There was very little facilitation through the event until the game played out. And that was great, because people definitely got engaged. They were competitive, they were collaborative when it was necessary. And yeah, I think it was simple and easy. And as Jerry said, easy to hit the ground, easy to understand it, and easy to get a result from it as well. Without being too over, let's in inverted commas, team building orientated, it was fun. It was interactive, and it definitely pumped people up for whatever came afterwards in their work session.
Yeah. You have to kind of let the chaos take over. You know, you can't guide it.
Yeah, I saw that one you did recently. They were all in their pirate hats and their bandanas. Yeah.
And also when we're working throughout the UK and beyond, there's people from different cultures, different backgrounds, people who perhaps English isn't their first language, and they get it right away. They see it, they feel it, they smell it, and they're in there and engaged, rather than having long-winded facilitation and explanations, which some people just switch off right from the start. Yeah, easy, quick, simple, big wins, simple wins.
Awesome. And it's not all about doing either, let me tell you. You know, you need to be clever. You need to sit and assess the stuff. So you notice some teams, they have a person who stays at the table, does all the reading as people approach and try to gather more info, more intel. It's really good to see.
Yeah, a strategic element to it. Yeah.
It's like the worker bees.
Tradewinds, you know, one that we've really enjoyed recently, and certainly we've had some small and large groups engage with that.
Yeah, it's awesome,
Listen, I wanted to bring it to a close with one of my new favourites for this year, one that we call City Build. I quite like the creative, hands-on, you know, get stuck in type thing, and City Build certainly delivers on that. The kind of key premise is that as a group, you're going to be split out into different teams, and you're going to focus on building own parts of your functioning city as such. Those elements range from education through to social space, through to the business district, if you will. And the idea is that as a team, you have to work through what you want to have or what is the most key elements of your city, whether that would be sustainability, whether that be modern technology, et cetera, et cetera. And when you do that, you then get an opportunity to go about and build your city. Each team get their own, what shape is it?
Yeah.
Hexagon?
Yeah, I think so.
Six sides.
And they build in one city or... Is every team building a city?
Yeah, so they build one city collaboratively, each team are responsible for an area of the city. And it allows them to be creative with that. They get to make their own buildings, they'll make airports, they'll make et cetera, et cetera. And I think it's really important that, or the key message, I guess, is how you structure that. And one thing that I liked about it as well is that we had some people that we're working with where they want to have their own bespoke spin on their thing that they build. So although we call it City Build, some people want to build their office of the future, or their office campus of the future would be a better way to put it. So I think those like opportunities to make it bespoke and unique really fit with our customers and clients. So I think they really like that part. And, you know, with all the materials that they have, they get to be, like I said, a bit creative, a bit touchy-feely. And at the end, we piece all of these individual sections together, and we have the Lord Mayor, who's been appointed by their team, open the city, and great photos, big celebration.
Yeah.
And it really feels like a combined achievement across the board.
I think the word build floats a lot of people's boats, and what you see is what you get. I guess we've always had a philosophy, so it's simple for customers to understand. And when they hear the word build and city, they get it really quickly. So therefore, there's very little, from our perspective, explanation behind it. Either they want to do that, and that gets to the core of their customers, their colleagues, etc., etc. And that's what really motivates them to pick that activity choice. And as you said, you've worked there, not just within the UK, but in other parts of the world as well.
Okay, so folks, three of our new favourite...
We vote
events.
Now to see who's the best.
Yeah. Who did the best pitch? Yeah.
Phones are open.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just vote trade. Yeah,
which one would you like to go for? No, but ones that we're really excited about, ones that we've obviously delivered a few of already, quite a few, but that we certainly see lots more interest coming throughout the year. And of course, it's one of those things when our own sales team in particular listen to these new briefs from customers and clients that focus on specific things, we now have additional products that will fit, you know, those briefs. So I think that's a really great thing. And those three products in particular all fit a different learning outcome that our customers might be interested and engaged with, you know. So I think that's for today, folks, our chat on some of our new favourite products. If you'd like to learn any more about these products or other products that, of course, we offer, please check out our website, www.teamchallenge-company.co.uk. But for now, and for my two colleagues, Steve and Jerry, great to have you both here.
Thanks, Jonathan. Good chats today.
Thank you, Jonathan. Another belter.
Awesome. Thanks so much. You've been listening to the Team Builders podcast, and we'll catch you next time. Thank you. We'll